get down there tomorrow. I've got to take care of tomorrow, and then Friday I've got to go over to the doctor's office again, just a follow-up visit with him. It ain't nothing major, but I don't know how long that's going to take. But, gosh, I hope you didn't blow that radio up again.
I checked his wire, and I checked red box black, which was supposed to do. I double checked it, but when he wired the cord up, it was not the same cord on the power supply. He made one up, and he must have made a mistake. But I didn't know it, because I didn't realize at first, but for some reason, I couldn't find which, because he made the cord out of another one, and he must, my friend looked and said he just put the cord on the smack. I thought, mistake. The power supply tripped out. I don't think it hurt the transmitter because the power supply had a good new supply, but I think it just tripped all over the supply real quick.
I said, Al, if you hooked it up backwards, it probably blew that detector diode. Or if it's got a fuse in each line, on these new transceivers, I like to put a fuse in the hot line and the ground line, and that seems to help a little bit. But if you hooked it up and it was hooked up backwards, I don't know. All I can say is I wish you a lot of luck with it.
I'll go out with you. Look, I don't know how hard it is to get at that diode. What am I going to take apart to get at it?
Those things are getting smaller and smaller, and they're getting harder and harder to work on, but hopefully you didn't mess it up.
How do I get to it? Where is it? I know it's behind the plug. Do I have to, how much taking apart do I have to do to get at it?
That radio, Al, I had never taken the cover off of one, but that detector diode is down there. If you can find where the power leads come in, and where they attach to the circuit board, and if that's a multi-layered board, that's going to be another problem. But there's a diode down there that's in line with it, and that diode will pop so it doesn't burn the rest of the board up.
What might happen, but you could get the voltmeter down there to get at it.
I hope you didn't mess it up.
I was the one that made a mistake. That's the problem. I don't care. I'm not mad about it. Those colors, when you wire those plugs, see, the factory ones are already wired pretty much right. But if you do an aftermarket plug, which we had, those colors, if you ever read the schematic, it's very confusing. And his eyesight isn't real good. I did it point. And Mick Cookie said, yeah, he said, he didn't have colors. But he looked at it. And he said, it's very hard to see.
He said, I can see where it would be. But, yeah, these some of these new plugs are a little confusing. They got six terminals on them, and, two of them are positive and two of them are ground. And you got to know which one's where and which one's to plug into. And if it's an aftermarket, you got to be especially careful with that. As far as
out.
You're frying bacon again, but I did copy you that time. Go ahead. Ken, go ahead.
This is Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, officer KN4LQO, Ryan in Tacoma. I think I doubled with a couple people, and then I lost signal in the McDonald's drive-thru, so I figured this might be a good time to check in while Al gets his setup going back up. I'll be there again for tonight. Thanks for all the net, 33.
Hi, Ryan. We got you in the log, KN4LQO, Mr. Ryan down there in Toccoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Al, you still with us? Al's battery died. Al, if you can hear me, you take care down there and charge that battery up. Maybe we can get together again. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, this is Jeff for a question when you get a minute. KCAZYP. I joined the club that maintains the repeater here last week. I was just wondering, will I get, do you know if I'll get an email or something in the mail confirming my membership? It looked like, from what I read, it looked like I should have got some kind of confirmation or something once somebody got my membership fee.
I do not know the answer to that question. If you hear Johnny, WD4DYH, on the repeater, he's the president of the club. You can ask him. Other than that, gosh, I can't remember the other officers right off the top of my head. But I can't answer your question. I apologize for that. Is there anyone out there that can help Jeff with that question?
Buddy, I'll do some more reading on the website and see if I can come up with something. I did want to let you guys know what I picked up a couple of days ago on eBay, though. I came across the Craig 8-channel crystal-controlled scanner that is in absolute mint condition. Thing's never been touched. Whoever owned this initially ordered six custom crystals, holds eight. They ordered six, and I took the panel off the back of the scanner to check the crystal compartment, and there's still an original thin piece of foam from the manufacturer covering those crystals up. So that panel back there has never been touched, and it works. The scanner works. And I got a hold of a friend of mine over in the Czech Republic that has a good friend of his in the UK that does restoration on these. So unless I can find somebody local that works on these, I may ship it to him and have him look over the board, make sure there's nothing dried up in it or leaking or anything like that. But it works fine. I couldn't believe it. I mean, this thing's like 58 years old, and it looks brand new. KCHZYB.
It sounds like you got a winner on your hands there. I don't have a scanner here at the house. I did have, but it was an old crystal control. And my youngest son wanted it, and I gave it to him. He and his wife like to listen to the scanners, but I don't have one of those here at the house. But I wish you a lot of luck with that, and if I can find out any information regarding your question, I'll see what I can find out tomorrow. And if I hear you on the net tomorrow night, I'll see if I can give you an answer.
Good. Thanks for letting me jump in there. I was going to jump in last night, but I wasn't feeling so hot. But all right. Yeah, if anyone can find some info out, that'd be great. If not, in the meantime, I'll do some more digging and see what I can find out. All right, guys. Anybody's out here, y'all have a good rest of your evening, and we'll catch you again tomorrow night. KZAZYB.
You take care and hope to hear you tomorrow night. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Back to your list is Brother Ray, K4SUG, up there in Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to today?
No good, mostly, Gary. She's been working in the house mostly. She get out and fiddle around. She really keeps on the beach goal all the time. She don't wear herself down. She keeps up. She don't ever seem like she stops to rest a while. But I've been working on my new toy. I had to customize it. You know how that goes. I got the headlights and taillights and trailer hitch on each end. I think that's about all the customizing it'll get, at least for a while. And we'll see how it goes with that. But everything working all right, and I'm going to have to get inside. I've got a little problem I got to take care of. Hope you enjoy having a good night, and I'm going to let you have what you'll say, and we get together one of these days again and have a cup of coffee. We got the fireplace out there about ready to go, over.
That sounds, hey, I got to get up there and see your new toy anyway. You know how I am. I like to look at new toys. But you go on back inside, get you a cup of coffee, and at least it's not too chilly out there tonight. Of course, the temperature's dropping a little bit. It's down to 57.6 here at the house, so it may be a little cooler than that up at your place. But you and Miss Edie have a good evening, what's left of it. You take care of yourself, and I'll see if I can't get up there to look at your new toy here in a day or two or three. I have to wait till it ain't raining. That way you can get out there and play with it a little bit. But you take care. Have a good evening. Thanks for hanging in there and at least talking with me a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it as always and look forward to having a cup of coffee with you, Ray. You take care. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Say good evening to W4IYI, Mr. Robert, up all the way up there in Charlotte tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Made a good trip down here from Charlotte. Just a little bit of noise on you, but I could copy you with no problem there, buddy. You take care. Any other check-ins or any other comments, call KI4DOS. So about wrap it up for this evening. Appreciate each and every one of you that checked in with me tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's crap. I'm going to put my net report into the computer, and then I'll finish closing the net out. Folks, we had a grand total of 61 tonight. Good number. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt a good dose of rider's cramp. In the meantime, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.